Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Tuesday, January 7th. With Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's pending departure now official, the Federal Liberal Party is racing to organize a leadership contest. While no one's officially declared their intentions, a number of high-profile names keep coming up as contenders. They include former and current cabinet ministers Chrystia Freeland, Melanie Joly, Dominic LeBlanc, and Anita Anand. Also said to be considering a run are former Bank of Canada Governor Mark Carney and former BC Premier Christy Clark. The Federal Liberals are expected to organize the leadership contest in the coming weeks, with Parliament now suspended until March 24th. South Bruce OPP are appealing for tips after a theft from a rural property in Erin Eldersley. Police say two unknown individuals entered a trailer at a property on Side Road 15 at about 6:30 in the evening last Friday. The OPP say the perpetrators made off with a leaf blower, sump pump, and cans of gasoline. The two individuals were driving a silver SUV. Anyone who can help with the investigation is being asked to contact the OPP or Crime Stoppers. A Grey Highlands committee wants council to consider helping establish a rural road safety program. The Community Safety Committee received a correspondence from Good Roads, an organization dedicated to improving municipal roads and infrastructure in Ontario. It says more than 600 people died on Ontario roads last year and over 36,000 were injured. Good Roads is asking municipalities to get on board with a program it's trying to lead to address some of the province's most dangerous roads. Committee member and Grey Highlands councillor Joel Lohead suggested the idea be brought before council.
Banding together with other municipalities across the province, working with Good Roads to really tackle this in a concerted effort, lobby the provincial government for the funds and the planning.
An open house will be held later this month for a proposed energy storage project in Erin Eldersley. You can learn more about the Terra Best project at the Terra Community Centre on January 21st. Last year, the Independent Electricity System Operator granted approval for the proposed battery storage facility. It would store and discharge energy to and from the province's grid. And Ontario's accessibility minister says there's still a long way to go to make the province accessible for everyone. In 2005, the Accessibility for Ontarians with Disabilities Act was passed, with the goal to make the province fully accessible by 2025. Accessibility Minister Raymond Cho says the issue has been complex and things require constant improvement. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks look headed for a fairly flat open this morning. Futures contracts little changed in pre-market after a whipsaw session yesterday that closed mixed. The Dow was down 25 points to 42,706. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ advanced. Tech stocks up more than 1%, while the TSX was down slightly, 73 points to 24,999. Bitcoin off more than 1% this morning, hovering at just above 100,000 US. The price of oil is up nearly 1% to over $74 per barrel, while gold's higher as well, a half percentage point, $2,660 an ounce, and the Canadian dollar is at 69.84 cents U.S. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
Good morning, I'm RJ Brighthead. Here's the morning sports brought to you by RE/MAX. The Montreal Canadiens rallied for an overtime win against Vancouver. Defenseman Lane Hutson had 3 points and leads all rookies in scoring. Canucks blew a third period lead for the third time since Christmas. Buffalo took out Washington, the top team in the East, in overtime. Colorado beat Florida and New Jersey down Seattle. How about this? Every team in the Eastern Conference is within 6 points of a playoff spot. 10 games tonight, the Red Wings and Leafs will both try to extend their winning streaks to 5 games. Toronto's in Philly and Detroit hosts Ottawa. Al McNeil passed away at the age of 89. He played over 500 games in the NHL, won 4 Stanley Cups as a coach and executive, including in 1971 as Montreal's head coach. He went with Ken Dryden in the playoffs, even though Dryden had only played 6 regular season games. That was a championship decision. And the Raptors finally had all their preferred starters back, but it still wasn't enough. They lost to Milwaukee. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. Occident's Julian Smith managed top 6 finishes in both sprint races at the Nordic Canada Selection Trials, which wrapped up in Thunder Bay yesterday. And the Owen Sound Attack will play a midweek home game tomorrow night at the Bayshore against the Barrie Colts. You can always find more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page. Just go to BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX agents have the experience to get the job done in today's market. The weather's coming up next. 2 to 4 centimeters of flurries today, blowing snow as well as we hit a high of -8, feeling more like -19. More snow tonight, 5 centimeters and a low of -15, and flurries tomorrow as well and a high of -11.